Blog Talk Radio.
He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. And the life that you gave, we are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions, and crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him,
and by his wounds we are
for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Good evening. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. This is host evangelist Edward Eberle. I want to welcome everybody here in the United States and around the world that are tuning into our broadcast here. I want to also tell you that this evening my program, in fact, my program is called, God's Word in Action. God's Word in Action is the name of my program, and I'm going to be on the third phase of it. It's part three, which will finish the program up tonight. Now, I wanted to tell you all before we get started that there won't be any call-ins tonight because our evangelist, Montel, is not here this evening. She's with her family. So what I'm going to do starting tonight, and also even when we have call-ins, I wanted to start something new because I want to make sure that everybody's prayer requests and comments and questions are taken care of. So what I'm going to do is first have you all get pencil and paper, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you my email. And through that email, you'll be able to send me your prayer requests, questions, testimonies of what God has done through the ministry here for you, comments. And what we're going to do with the email will be, well, I'll share with you, and as we pray over your prayer request, if God shows me anything, I'll email back to you and tell you, or some of them might require a phone call, and I can give you my phone number to talk to you personally. But we want to make sure that God ministers to you, because that's what we're about, ministering to each individual. So I'm going to give you my email now, and some of you probably have pencils, probably some of you don't, but I'll be giving it at the end of the program too. And my email is very simple. It's Edward, that's E-D-W-A-R-D, dot Eberly, that's E-B-E-R-L-Y, 2, the number 2, not the word T-W-O, but the number 2, at gmail.com. That's edward.eberly2@gmail.com. I'll go over that for you also towards the end of the program. But I wanted to say to you that we have a special thing at the end of the program here. The Holy Spirit had given me some information, something to do at the end of the program, so we'll be getting on to that a little bit later. But we're going to finish up the third part right here of our teaching here, and our teaching is called You Were Healed. You're not going to be healed. You were healed 2,000 years ago. And we're going to go over that. And a matter of fact, before we get into the message here tonight, I want to lift Evangelist Montel and her family, her mother and her father, up in prayer. And let's just stay in agreement with them, because they've had some difficult times. They've been going through some hard times. And, of course, we need to lift them up. But God is working in their lives mightily. Evangelist Montel is standing very strong in faith, and so is her mother, very strong in faith. So we're just going to agree with them now. We're going to believe God for completeness for the family right now, okay? Heavenly Father, we just want to lift up Jesus tonight. We just want to praise you, Lord. Father, we lift up Evangelist Montel Fields and her family, her mom and her dad, her husband, children, and all the family. And Father, Lord, right now we just give you, we just ask you, Father, just to give them strength. Guide them, direct them, Father. Minister to them, provide their every need. Let your anointing flow through them, healing and delivering them from every need that they have, Father. We believe you, Father, that they're going to be completely whole and have a great testimony to your glory when they come through all these things. And, Father, we just want to thank you for it. We just thank you that anointing is destroying the yoke. Even as we speak here, we've seen what you began last week on this program as she testified to me about that. So, Lord, you began a work, and we just are standing with them, Father, for completeness in their lives. And for everything that's accomplished, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, and you all stand. Amen. Okay, on this teaching, You Were Healed, we had several phases of it. We had part one, part two, and tonight part three. And what you need to do, if you hadn't heard the one last week or the week, actually it was 2 weeks before because we had communication problems, so we were off a week there. But what you need to do is go to the on-demand section, and you can listen to those two parts and put them all together. But what we learned at the beginning in part one and two, we learned that healing is a covenant promise. It's a covenant between us and Father God. We learned also the different ways of healing. We learned and heard special testimonies where God ministered healing and deliverance to people. We learned about the causes of sickness. And we also learned last week what moves a hand of God, which is a pure heart and faith. So we learned those things in these past couple of weeks. So we are up to the point right now, we've completed what moves the hand of God, the pure heart and faith. But we're going to come on to something now which we call, how do we get it? And we went over that last week, and we found out how we get the faith. So we learned how to have faith, we learned how to get faith. But we still have something that we have to go over here, which begins with, will he do it for me? In other words, we can have and know what moves the hand of God, and we can know how to get faith and everything and have a pure heart. But then, is he going to do it for me? Is it going to be for me? And, you know, if I would ask you all right now, I'd ask you a question. I'd say, well, do you believe God can heal? Do you believe he can do this? He can do that? You'd say, oh, yeah, he can do that. He can do anything. But where people sometimes stumble is, will he do it for me? And this is what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, this one little section here. If you have your Bibles in Luke 5, verse number 12 and 13, you can follow there, or you can just follow as I read. If you have your Bibles, it's good to look it up. And you have a pencil and paper, you can mark the scriptures down also, because go over these things even after the broadcast and re-listen to the broadcast on the on-demand section. Get those out again and listen to it where you build your faith up and be encouraged. And Luke 5, 12, and 13 goes like this. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Okay, he asked Jesus. He said, if you will, Lord, you can make me clean. And what did Jesus say to him? In the 13th verse, he said, and he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from the man. Jesus said, I will, to that man. He said, Lord, if you can heal me, do it. Now, we don't come to the Lord and say, Lord, if you can heal me. We know he can, and we learned in these past two sessions that it is his will to heal us, you see. It's his will, so there's no question about that. So he says to you and I, when we go to him, I will, I will. And we have to accept that, and that's what we accept by faith, that he will do it for you. If you were the only man or if you were the only woman on this earth, he would heal you. He would do it for you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go a little further. If you were the only person that ever lived in this earth here, Jesus would have paid the same price as he did for the billions that he did. He paid the price for every man, woman, boy, and girl from the beginning of time. But if you've been the only person, he would have did that for you because he loves you that much. You are more valuable to him than everything on this earth. Everything on this earth. Everything in this earth. You are more valuable to him. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I feel I want to stop right now just for a second. I'm just going to ask the Lord just to minister to us right now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, as we come before you tonight, we just want to praise you. We just want to thank you for this privilege to be on the air, to minister your love and your power to your people here, Father, all over the world. Father, right now, we just release your anointing by faith and Holy Spirit. We give you our permission, which you always wait for, giving us giving you the okay, because you're a gentleman. You don't do things without our approval, without us telling you that we give you permission to do it. You don't violate our wills, but you want our wills to invite you. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you on this broadcast tonight to minister to each one of us. And I thank you, Lord, that you are going to be healing and delivering and setting people free this very night. This very night, you're setting people free, Lord. Beginning from right now, as I even say these words, you are setting people free. And when we get it off of this broadcast, there's going to be many people delivered and set free from things that they have had for years and couldn't seem to shake, couldn't get rid of them. Father, we give you all the glory for it and all the praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, he will do it. Will do it for you. And all he says to you and to me is believe it and receive it. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 tells us, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. This was the people back in the day that the apostles were here. It was preached to the people of the olden times, you know, the beginning times of the church. But some of them heard it, some believed it, some didn't. But if it's not mixed with faith, he can't do it for you, because that's why when he was in his own hometown, he could not do many works because of their unbelief. But he just says, believe me. Know that I will do it. Know that, first of all, that I can do it. And know that I will do it for you. I will do it for you. And consider it. You don't even question it. Don't even think about that, because it's his power that gets the job done, not what you can think or imagine. But he does it. He's going to do it. He's going to break chains tonight that you can't break. You and I can't begin to do it, but the power of God can do anything. He said, it's not by power and might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, in Zechariah 4:6. The power of the Holy Spirit can do anything. It's all by the Spirit. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit here to us to help us as we share the Word of God and minister to each other here. And he has that anointing here to set us free. And that anointing is here right now as I'm speaking right now, that very anointing. So he says, believe it and receive it. He said, mix it with faith. He said, if you have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, he said, I will do it. I will do it for you. Next thing he tells us in Hebrews 4:16, it's something that you and I have to really remember, and this is how we really come to requests that we have and things that we declare, the things and promises of God. He says, come boldly. Hebrews 4:16 tells the word to come boldly to the throne of grace that we can receive mercy in time of grace, time of need. We can retain mercy. We can obtain this mercy and grace in time of need. And many of us have need right now of grace and mercy in our lives for one reason or another. There's reasons and situations I know in this audience right now. It covers probably about everything that there is. But he says, come to me boldly, knowing that when you come to me, I'm going to meet you where you're at. I'm not going to turn you away. I'm not turning you away. I'm going to meet you where you're at. And he tells us that in Matthew 7:7, he says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Now, there's something that we have not heard very many times. We think, well, ask means, well, just ask somebody, like, would you give me a drink of water? Would you pass this to me? Would you hand me that? But Jesus didn't mean that when he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. He says, and that scripture is emphatic. He said, put a demand on it. Not on God. We're not demanding being belligerent before God, but we're putting a demand on what the promises are because there's somebody that's trying to keep us from getting those promises, from receiving them, and that's Satan, you see. It's not God. God doesn't hold those promises back from us, but he wants you and I to put a demand on him. In other words, when you put that demand as, hey, I got it, I claim it, the word says it, and I got it, and I will not settle for anything less. I'm going forward. I'm going forward, you see. I'm not settling for anything less. And that's the kind of faith that you and I have to have. That's the God kind of faith, the faith that will not give up, will not quit. And he tells us in his word that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You have got to take it, not from God. You've got to take it, grab a hold of it, and not leave the devil steal it from you. And that's what we're doing tonight here. We're not leaving Satan steal it from us because we're making sure all our ducks are in order, so to speak, that we are qualified, that our hearts are right, that we can receive it. And all we have to do is have that, and we apply the blood of Jesus to it, God will do anything that we ask. He will. Because when our hearts are right before him, just a matter of asking, the devil cannot stop God. By the blood of Jesus paying for that, he just does what it is. Jesus said, he says, anything you ask my Father in my name, he will do it. He will give it to you. So remember that, what you're seeking tonight, what you have need of in this broadcast. You're not just listening to teaching. You're here to learn. You're listening to teaching, but you're here to receive from the Holy Spirit, something that no man or no woman can give you, only God can give to you, and he wants to give it to you tonight. He says, speak the word, declare. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21 tells us. Death and life are the power of the tongue. They are in the power of the tongue. So what we say, literally we get. What we declare, it's just like going back to the time of creation. God spoke the world into existence. He spoke that world into existence. He didn't just use faith or just think it or imagine it. But he literally spoke it into existence. So this is just God's way of doing business, really, to say it about as bluntly as I can and make it as simple as I can. This is just the way God does things. So he says in Romans 4:17 that God spoke the things that aren't as though they were. In other words, you have a need now, you speak as if it's done, because it is done when you ask God. You have to accept it's done when you ask him. The things that you desire when you pray, but you believe that you receive them and you will have them. You lay hold of those. You claim those. So you're declaring God's word. You praise him and thank him for it, considering that he done gave it to you. In other words, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. You know, a man that really described, really was a example of faith, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, was a centurion. Jesus admonished him, and he said, I've not seen such a great faith in all of Israel. He was a man of authority. He had a centurion, which means he had 100 men, I guess it was, under him. And he said, when I tell them to go, they go. When I tell them to come, they come. They listen to what I tell them to do. And he said, now you're a man of authority. I know when you say something, it'll happen also. He said, you don't have to come to my house. I'm not worthy of you to come to my house. But just say the word, my servant will be healed. And Jesus looked at him, and he said, I've never seen such a great faith in Israel. All you're telling me, all I have to do is say it, and it'll be done, and you'll walk away and go home and expect your servant healed. And that's exactly what he did right there. And that's the kind of faith that you and I are to have, because it's a sure thing. It isn't a, I hope this happens. I hope it happens. No, it will happen if we simply believe it and our hearts are right. And we're going to get into something here. When I close this out right here, it's going to ensure something, because what it's going to do, it's going to bring some things to pass that you've been standing for many years, be set free on. Okay? The next thing right now is we have to look. I dropped my microphone here a second. Okay? The next thing we have to look at here is when we declare God's word, we expect it to happen, and it will happen. It will happen. We're going to receive it. So we have to expect it. We have to live in expectation. We have to live in expectation. When we expect this, he won't disappoint us. Our expectation is God's invitation. It's God's invitation. So always stand fast and expect and stand firm in what you believe and what you're standing for. It's a matter of not giving up to it manifests in your life. Now, that pretty much closes out what we're talking about in the realm of you were healed. If there's something else, you might say, well, at faith, I've spoken the word. I have, my heart's been right as far as I know. I've went before him and make sure there was nothing between the Father and I that would stop me from receiving anything. And it doesn't seem to work for me here. I've been very, very, very patient. Well, there's something else that we're going to learn about. You know, we have a new DNA when we receive Jesus as our Savior. When we receive Jesus, we were given a new DNA. That means our physical being and our spiritual being, in spite of what we were born into, we could be born with parents that were very sick, they had diseases and real problems, but we don't have that DNA in Jesus. Maybe our father was an alcoholic. Maybe incest was committed. Maybe he was a pervert of some sort. Maybe he was in prison. Maybe a horrible background. But we don't have that DNA. This is what we're going to get into now. This is something that's going to set a lot of people free just knowing this. You know, when you go to the doctor for an examination, the doctor asks you a question. He says, well, did your parents ever have cancer, diabetes, heart problems? Because they try to trace it back what they call your family heritage. And this is what we're going to be talking about here, generational curses. That's family or generational curses right here. And you see, in the natural, that would be like a curse because his mom and dad ever had heart problems, cancer or things. They want to trace it because they figure if mom and dad had a disease or something, they have to really keep their eye on you because it's very possible you would get it. Okay, let's take it in the spiritual sense, in the area of out of the physical body. There's people that have fathers that were alcoholics or grandfathers, like their grandfather's an alcoholic, then the son became an alcoholic, and then his son became an alcoholic. See, that's a curse in that line right there, in the spiritual end of traits, where it could have a violent temper. Your father could have a violent temper, and you have a violent temper. Maybe your father was a wife beater, and therefore you become a wife beater. Maybe incest was committed to you, on you, and then you go out and commit it. In other words, a lot of things that happened to you in your childhood that you've experienced or were in your mom and dad can transfer over as curses in your life. Now, there's good things that transfer over. There could be a godly man and woman, just like in David, the good things that David transferred over to Solomon and his lineage. Remember how he said, because your father, David, we're going to do this because the good man your father was, because of what he did, God said. There's good things to be transferred, but we're talking about the bad things tonight. We want to get rid of the bad things. These are called generational curses passed down. So, first of all, you have to get your thinking straight that, hey, my mom and dad, maybe they were sick in certain areas, and it appeared like, hey, they were sick, I'm going to have problems, or they lived a short life, so I guess I'm going to live a short life. Or maybe you'll say, well, they were bad people. They committed crime. They were really bad. My father was an alcoholic. He beat my mother and all these things. But, hey, you have a new DNA. You were born to them. This is true. They're your physical parents. But you have a DNA in Jesus when you were born again, a new DNA. And this is what this means, generational curses. Now, there's three ways that curses come upon you, generationally or inherited like that. The second way is things that you and I, if we're not careful, deal with. In other words, if you're playing with Ouija boards, if you're going to psychics, or even a situation, I had a situation happen. I'll give you another experience. My wife had had a back problem here a number of years ago. We were in a church, and they prayed for her. She went up front to see if she was prayed for. And anyhow, God healed her instantly. So she and I went back in the back. This had been many years ago. We went back in the back room, and there was a woman in there that was evil. And, of course, we learned it, you know, at that time. And she actually came over and touched my wife's back and said a few words to her. Right away, what she had problem with came right back on, right on the spot, you see. So you've got to be careful who touches you, who you shake hands with, and who you have praying for you, because you could have the devil themselves beside you. There is evil people. I've had witches I've had to deal with. I've had all types of situations that would fool the whole church, but I wasn't fooled because the Spirit of God showed me. I wasn't fooled. This is why we have to be discerning, have the discerning of spirits and know what we're doing, because there's many people that are very gifted, very beautiful as far as facial features, look good, very eloquent, and everything about them, it really kind of sweep people off their feet, but they're not of God. So you don't just know them by what you see. You have to know them by the Spirit. And by the Spirit, I learned this, you see, what it was. So it can come in unawares to you, people like this, or if you're dabbling in Satan's territory, he actually has the right to do what he wants to. If you go places and commit things, evil things, and are connected with things like that, you're in his territory. So that's why we're to abstain from evil, because we open the door for him to come in and do that. If I get a Ouija board out, if I go to a psychic, or even a fortune teller or something like that, which I did years ago, I won't get into full details, but during this time, but you can go to them, and also you're opening the door for the devil, which we did, you see. So that's the other way that we get curses that can come upon us. Those two ways there, the generational and something we do ourselves. The third way is a direct attack of Satan. And in the Bible, we learned one lady in there that, remember, she was bent over for 18 years. Jesus saw her, and he said, well, listen, this woman was bent over 18 years. He said, this woman should be healed because she was under the Abrahamic covenant. Why is she like this? And then, of course, he healed her right away. So if Jesus was looking at us right now, if we're sick, he'd say, well, so-and-so, it's under the new covenant of my son Jesus Christ. What is this about? Why is he or she like it? Because I made provision for them. And see, through the Abrahamic covenant, he made provision for this lady, but yet she was still bent over for 8 years. So he made provisions for you and I, and we need to take advantage of those provisions that he made. So there are the three things. There are the three ways that curses can come upon us, generational curses. Now, there's another thing about curses, and this is another side of it, but Galatians 3:13, I'm sure many of you know this scripture, Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, that's something separate from this. The curse of the law was three things. First of all, separation from God. Secondly, was disease and sickness. And thirdly, was poverty. In other words, the curse of poverty and lack, the curse of sickness and disease, the curse of being separated from God. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ from that. He redeemed us from that. You see, we're not to be sick, we're not to be poor, and we aren't separated from God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we're in the kingdom of God right now. See, didn't have any place if we know Jesus Christ. So this is one thing, but this curse here are just some things in our lives, if we're not careful, that need to be dealt with. Now, you might say, well, do I have a curse? Or I wonder if I have a curse. What is this? Well, I'll give you an example of that. Is there anything in your life, like maybe you have a violent temper, maybe you have some bad urges and thoughts of yourself, maybe you have an alcohol problem, a drug problem, any type of problem. It doesn't have to be a major thing, but it can be even a bad temper, which is a major thing, but it's not compared to being a drug addict or something like that, you might think. But you can have those problems or things in your life that you've been praying, you've been fasting, and you've tried your very best. Poverty is another one. Poverty, yes, yes. lack of money, lack in your life. All your life might have had lack of finances, lack of everything. You seem to always be in the short end of the stick, as they say, all your life, and just can't seem to get on top of it. Well, that could be a curse, because whenever you're under a curse, the only way you can get out from under it is have it broken off of you, only broken off of you. You can pray and cry and everything, but you need the curse broken off, you see. You need it broken off. And anyhow, that's what we're going to do tonight. We have something that the Holy Spirit directed me to do. In fact, my wife and I use this, and we make sure that ourselves that we're right. Because, first of all, you know, we want to make sure that our hearts are right. Because if our hearts aren't right, we might as well forget it all, because God's not going to do anything. God hears not the prayer of a sinner, but worships him, and he that worships him and does his will, he hears, he says in John 9:31. And Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So we have to have a right heart. When we have a right heart, then we have to believe by faith, and our words have to be believing that, hey, this is mine, I got it, and not talk negative words and say, I hope I have it, or things like that, because that's how the devil steals from us, too. If we act like we don't have it and are crying the blues, so to speak, we have to say, I got it, and I'm standing and firm for it. But then when we've done all that, and it just doesn't seem to work out for us, then generally it's a curse. And in a few minutes, I'm going to have my wife come on, and she's going to read prayer to break these curses. And when she reads this, I want you to give her direct attention. Just listen to that. Leave the Holy Spirit just minister to you. Now, maybe some areas will touch you, some won't, but it's all about curses. And when she is done, I'm going to guide you from there what to do. But I want you to believe right now, before we even get started, before I put her on, I want you to just examine your hearts and make sure your hearts are right, and just allow the Holy Spirit to direct you, because we want to get you set free tonight. We want to get you set free. Get on to that, then you're going to find that God will deliver you. So I'm going to give you a few seconds here, about a minute, just of silence right here, just to prepare yourself and say, God, I need to be set free tonight. I want you to expect it like you never expected anything before, because he's here to do it tonight for you. This wasn't orchestrated by me or my wife. This was orchestrated by God. So when God orchestrates, and he has something in mind to do, he wants to do it for you. Let's prepare our hearts. Okay, I'm going to bring my wife forward, and I want you just to believe you're receiving now. You just draw it, just take this into your spirit, and just go with this flow, and the Lord will take care of it from there, okay? Honey, you go ahead and get started on that now.
Good evening, everyone. I was sitting here thinking, and, you know, a lot of people say, well, what are generational curses? What are family curses? And when you think of your family photos, how many of you have a generational photo of maybe 4 generations, 5 generations? I don't know of anybody that's had more than 5. And so that's how far probably we could think back over our generations and what was in our families. I'm going to pray a prayer to break generational and family curses. And then I'm going to give you, my husband has spoken some curses that could be in your families. But I've got a whole list that the Lord, and how this all came about years ago, probably about 5 years ago, I was really bad sick with a bronchial infection, and I was having like 3 and 4 of them a year. And one night I couldn't sleep because I was coughing my head off, and it almost sounded like a croup. The cough was so strong that I felt like I was going to pop my eyeballs out or pop the top of my head off. And so I flipped on Christian TV, and there was a man on Sid Roth, and he was talking about breaking family and generational curses. And I had listened to him, and I had taped it. And so the Lord spoke to him, and he said, replay that. and write everything down that he said. So, you know, thank God for stopping and starting, because that's what I did. I wrote everything down, and then after I got it all written out in pencil, he said, now I want you to go type it in the computer. And so I did, and then he started naming off generational curses that needed to be broken, and this is what I got. So just prepare your hearts, listen, and pray along with these prayers, and just be set free tonight so that you can be totally healed, delivered, and set free. Dear Lord Jesus, today I take responsibility for the effect of generational sin in my family. It was not my sin, but is affecting me. The scriptures for this is Exodus 20, 4 and 5. Thou shalt not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Lamentations 5:7. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have bore their iniquities. We are to repent for our fathers' sins, and we do this today. I repent, Lord Jesus. I am so sorry. Please forgive me, Jesus. I ask that you come to me today. Suddenly, Lord, God, super to our natural, ask that I have a Malachi 3:1 experience today, which is the suddenlies of God. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Suddenly I am healed. Suddenly I am delivered. Suddenly I am set free. Suddenly there will be salvation in my family. I speak in faith today, even though I may not feel like it, I speak in faith that this will happen, because God's promises are true and can affect a thousand generations. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance in Jesus' name today. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen and amen. Father, today I thank you that you are a God of deliverance. You love me too much to leave me the way I am. Father, today in Jesus' name, I take authority against the generational and family curses of, and these are a listing of curses that the Lord has showed me, hereditary diseases, viruses, sicknesses, infections, malfunctions, abnormities, addictions, afflictions, such as cardiovascular and circulatory systems, respiratory systems, diabetes, hypoglycemia, digestive system, arthritis, cancers of all kinds, migraine headaches, sinus infections, hernias, long-term pain in the back and joint, stress, anxiety, mental problems, depression, bipolar, early and unnatural death, drugs of all kinds, medicinal and illegal, alcoholism, nicotine, being overweight, gluttony, obesity, spirits of anorexia and bulimia, spirits of poverty, lack, not enough, workaholics, people that don't have any time for anything or anyone else but work, laziness, people that don't and won't work and depend on others to give to them, gambling, divorce, abandonment, narcissism, inferiority complex, introvert spirits, mental and physical abuse, soul ties, Jezebel spirits, lust, jealousy, incest, unnatural sexual acts, pornographic, rape, sex outside of marriage, adultery, permissiveness, prostitution, homosexuality, abortion, anger, attitudes, lying, deceitfulness, proud spirit, self-guilt, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, racial spirits, prejudice, anti-Semitic spirits of unhappiness, always down and out, tale-bearing, gossiping, witchcraft, ghost, psychic, occult, tarot cards, fortune tellers, horoscopes, superstitions, masons, fraternal order lodges, secret order lodges, games, toys, books promoting evil and witchcraft, such as Dungeons and Dragons, Ouija board, Pokemon. They made a movie of Pokemon called The Spell of the Unknown, Harry Potter, Goosebumps, even games that children and adults play on their technical devices, all music that promotes sexual perversion, rape, breaking the law, drugs, hatred, idolatry. Some of you is going to get a little upset with this, such as Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Leprechaun, fairies, which is telling lies to our children, which has come down through the family generations that is affecting men and women of God today, and anything else that is not mentioned. Deuteronomy 28:61. Read Deuteronomy 28 about the blessings, verses 1 to 14, and the cursings, verses 15 to 61, and pray and reverse the curses and believe it is finished. I bind those curses, those generational curses in Jesus.
Yes.
I bind their curses, their power, and their effect in Jesus' name today, and I break their hold.
Yes.
I command those curses be broken, and I command all pain.
Yes. In the name of
our bodies right now in Jesus.
Yes.
I command every part of the body from the top of our head to the tips of our toes, inside, outside,
yes,
and all around, to return to normal function.
Yes, indeed.
Father, I ask right now that the blessings that have not been able to be released,
yes,
because of these curses will,
yes,
be released, Lord, right now, today. God's favor, God's blessings. I speak it, I declare it, and I ask that you receive it in Jesus' name today. Amen and amen. And for those that have listened to this, that have heard it, if you want a copy of these, what I just read, you can email my husband at edward.eberly, the number 2@gmail.com, and we will send you a copy of these curses and how to break them so that you can pray these every day over you and your families so that you can receive your complete and total healing and deliverance and be set free and let God super come to your natural and his suddenlies come over you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. You've been set free now. In Jesus' name, you are free, and I'm going to lead you in a confession because, you know, anytime I lead somebody to Jesus, I always have them speak it out of their mouth because we need to confess it out of our mouth and believe it in their heart. So right now, those that the Spirit of God moved upon, you need to say this, repeat after me, meaning it, not just saying words. Dear Lord, I thank you.
I thank you.
That you set me free.
You set me free.
From these curses. In my life.
I will no longer be troubled.
By these curses.
I am free.
I am free.
I'm yours.
I receive. Everything that you have for me, Lord. I am healed in my body.
My spirit.
And my mind. I commit my life to you. And I thank you for setting me free. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are free in the Lord. You are free to stay free in the Lord and not leave anything come upon you. You are free in Jesus Christ. You are made free in Jesus
Christ. In Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ. Yes, and this email is for not only prayer requests, but we need to hear your testimonials because I know the Spirit of God has directed these services for specific things in people's lives. And Psalms 105, the first verse says, make known my deeds to the people. So he wants to hear your testimonies that we can glorify him. Now, we won't mention your name over the air if you wouldn't want to mention. That's fine, but we can certainly testify those things because we want people to know that our God is for real. So tell us your testimony. This program, I'm speaking for mine right now, but the others too, because we're a group of people here that have programs, and we want to see you all touched.
Honey,
excuse me. Yes, ma'am.
And when they send an email, let us know where they're at because we have people all over the world listening to this broadcast.
Yes.
Not only the United States. So not only send us the email, but send us where you're from. And please send these emails for prayer requests, for testimonies, so we can hold you up in prayer every day. We don't want to let one person go unheard or one prayer go unanswered. We want to join our hearts and our spirits with you and in agreement come together for you to be set free in Jesus' name.
Yes, this is a big concern because I was very concerned last week with all the people calling in, and my wife and I talked about it. How can we reach you people better? How can we make things better that you receive of the Lord? And this is the best way we could think of because we can do it by email. And that
also, if you want to talk to a live person, send us your email and tell us you need somebody to talk to, and we will email you our telephone number so that you can call us and we can talk on a one-to-one with you and pray with you on a one-to-one if you feel more comfortable doing that.
Yes, I do great works, whether we're on the phone, whether it's an email or like this on the air or standing there. By any way, you can think that we've seen the hand of God and the power of God move. But that's because it's not us. It's nothing that we do. It's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is present, not just in what we say or do, but in the midst. That's why, and another thing I didn't mention in the program tonight, and keep this in mind in any program you listen to, always remember whatever your need is, the Holy Spirit can minister that need regardless of what the person is talking about there, because it's the Spirit in the meeting. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to meet you where you're at. And he might give you an answer to your finances. He might heal your body. And whoever's speaking or teaching could be talking about something else. So you see, be expecting from the Spirit of God because the Holy Spirit is doing all these works. It's the Holy Spirit, not just what we teach and say, but that we need to do that, which is true, and you learn. But be open for the Holy Spirit because he can just move just like that. And I love to see a move of the Holy Spirit just like, and I'm sure many of you can maybe relate to this. Sometimes, and I've had it happen myself where I'd go up to preach and I couldn't preach because the Holy Spirit had a work to do that day that he didn't need my help to preach or teach, and he just did a great work. And that's what I love to see. They're the best service you can be in when the Holy Spirit takes over and there's nothing said, and he just does his work in the hearts and lives of people. So that's what this is about, the Holy Spirit ministering to you. So, honey, do you have anything else you wanted to say to add to these things?
No, I just pray for the people to send their emails to us.
Yes, and I'm gonna repeat that again. And this will be a weekly thing, even when we have the call-ins right there, when Evangelist Montel is back, when we have the call-ins. Still, we want this because some of you could call in, you still might email us, and some of you might say, well, I'd rather not call in, but I do need this prayer request, and then you'd send it in, and then you might say, well, I'd like to talk to you or something, on the phone or whatever. And we just want to meet the need that you have. You know, we want to be a vessel used to meet the need. God's the only one who can meet it. We just want to avail ourselves to be a vessel used to help you. That's what this is all about. This is why you hear me on the radio every week. Is because of this. This is what my wife and I both stand for. Okay. Now, I believe this is one of our shorter programs right here tonight. I was just looking at the time, but I knew it wouldn't be real long. But I knew that God wanted to do something. So just keep in mind now that God loves you and he will do it for you, because a lot of people have a mindset. Some people, I've known people that ministered to people, they're very effective in ministering to people, but they had a hard time receiving for themselves. And I know people that can forgive people, have no problems with forgiving others, but they have a hard time forgiving themselves. You see, we have to learn that God has what we have for others, what we tell others, it goes for us too, as far as receiving. He wants to bless us just like he did the man with leprosy there. He said, I will heal you. I will. It's my will. Then we have to recognize we do something wrong. We sin. He says in 1 John 1:9, we ask him to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then we start out fresh. And, you know, if you say something to the Lord after you commit a sin, and you commit a sin, you say, Lord, forgive me. And 1 minute later, you go back and you say, Lord, I really ask you to forgive me what I did. He said, did what? Because God doesn't just forgive you. He forgets it. He goes as far as the east is to the west, and there's no end from the east to the west. So it's in his sea of forgetfulness to remember that. So you have to learn to forgive and forget yourself, and you're starting out brand new. That's a beautiful thing, being a Christian. You know, when we make mistakes and we mess up, then what happens? We can always start fresh. Always start fresh. A little.
Along with what you're saying, tomorrow is a new day. So what didn't happen today, you have another chance tomorrow to go about doing the things that God wants you to do.
Yes, and some, amen, amen. And you know, some of the things that you experience that happen, I've seen it happen miraculously and miracles and every type of thing. You know, some things happen tonight. Some things will happen tomorrow. Some be a little later. Not everything happens instantaneously because maybe you didn't see something tonight doesn't mean tomorrow won't you'll see the change. But it's always progressive. Some things will happen a little later. Some things happen immediately. But it's sure to happen. That's the thing. It's sure. You know, the Word of God, there's somebody made a statement one time I heard. This is so true. If we stand in faith with patience with the right heart, ultimately that word, if it's according to the Bible, will come to pass. It has to come to pass, or otherwise the Word of God would not be true. So it has to come to pass. There can be no question it will or won't it, because if it wouldn't come to pass, well, God wouldn't tell the truth, you see. But if we learned here in the teaching here that God's promises are all yes and amen, that means yes and so be it. Not, well, maybe I will. But now his promises sometimes don't always happen right away. Sometimes we have to be taught and mature to be able to receive that promise to happen for us in different things. So there's different cases there, but the thing about it is it's sure to happen for you and to stand fast, you see. Because God cares about you, and there's nothing that you have done. Some people say, well, I've been such a bad sinner. I've been so horrible. Well, in 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul talks about that. He said he was the chief of all sinners. He was a pretty bad one there. He stood and he held Stephen's coat when he was stoned to death. The great Deacon Stephen was a mighty man of God. He stood there and he had Christians murdered. But you see, we never can be too bad for God. He forgives and he forgets, but we have to learn to forgive ourselves. You know, honey, we're talking on here tonight. This is had not to do with anything that we're talking about, but the Lord wants this brought out, so we must have some listeners on here tonight to hear what we're saying, because this is just coming right off the cuff, some of these things we're saying right here that we had no intention. I didn't even think about it. It had nothing to do with anything, but the Holy Spirit knows what needs to be heard where you and I don't. He's bringing it out.
Well, the thing is, you know, we usually have a 24-hour cycle, but in 12 hours we're usually in bed. But God is never asleep. He is always working. The Holy Spirit is always looking out for us, watching over us. And many times God speaks to us in our dreams, in our sleep. Sometimes he wakes us up because he needs us to pray for somebody. I've had that happen several times. And I have no clue who the people are. And you know, I said, Lord, just show them to me. You know, maybe it'll be – I remember one time when we were having prayer meeting for Israel. There was three of us that joined our hearts every week for Israel. We were praying, and how the Lord would speak through those meetings. You know, we would be praying, and all at once, a prophetic word could come out. And the next day, you turn on the news, and there it was. I mean, it's amazing. And
yes.
You know, God will use anybody. I mean, if he used
yes.
a donkey and he used, you know, a bear and different ones, lions.
Yes.
Why wouldn't he use us as humans? So there is nothing that we have done. And a lot of times when you're talking to people, well, I, like you said, I am so bad, I have sinned so much, I have to clean myself up first. No, you don't. You come as you are, and the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest.
You can't
clean yourself. What you have to do is lay yourself down at the altar and say, Jesus, forgive me. You don't have to go into a long, lengthy prayer. Jesus, forgive me. Forgive my sins. Clean me, cleanse me, wash me white as snow, and get me started on my path, on my road that you have for me. Because I'm sure there's many people out there that God's got a calling on their lives and they just
yes.
found it out yet. So, you know, now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. This is the time to give your all over to Jesus. And make sure, for Christians, if you hold aught against anybody, make sure you ask forgiveness. And we can't forgive on our own. We say, Father, forgive through us. And the same way with loving people. There's a lot of people that are not lovingly out there. Father, love them through us with your love. And that's how you get through that.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Also, I wanted to tell you on the those that are, some of you are on the phone, some of you are on the internet. If you're on the internet, you're looking at the.
I don't think they are on the internet. I listened to it and it was an old service on there.
Oh well, okay. I don't know what happened then. Well, anyhow, it should be, but maybe it got messed up. But if anybody's on the internet, I'll just say that for the benefit of everybody. When you see that, if you scroll down, you'll see things about myself. Or you'll see my book there and some things. And then probably by next week, we will have the thing on there as far as my address. But I'm still going to announce it to it gets on there because not everybody who's on the internet, some are on the phone. But my book is on there also. And so you can check that, Overpowering Influence of the Truth, it's called. And I have a chapter on forgiveness and how to deal with that. And that book is a very powerful book. It's touched many lives. So you take a look at that, and it'll tell you how you can get a copy of it also. I advertise that because it helped people, and that's why I wrote that book. The Holy Spirit inspired me to do that. And there's things in there that I've seen people, all types of things. Some couldn't sleep at night. Some got healed. Some couldn't sleep. All types of things happened in their lives. It wasn't just any one certain thing, but the Holy Spirit ministered to them through it, and that's what really encouraged me. So I just wanted to say that to you all right there. Just read those there, and you will see how to get a copy. You'll see my website, and go on there and look at those things because they will bless you and help you, and that's why they're up there for you. Okay, well, honey, do you have anything else you would like to say before we sign off here? Any words or any inspiration you want to say to anybody?
I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I just pray God's blessings, richest blessings, and miracles
yes.
to them today, tonight,
yes,
and today and forever, that they will receive God's miracles and blessings in their lives.
Yes. Amen. We just pray, and we just pray God's blessings over your family, over you, and everything that happened tonight. And I want to say just one thing before we sign off. This series that we're on right now, we just completed tonight, the third part. I've been woken up by God, made changes and different things to say and to do. And God really had himself in these three meetings right here, so I know he did some great things to people. Says God just doesn't do things in vain. His word doesn't come back void, and he interrupted me several times asleep, and he had me do various things, inspired me big time about some things, including what we just did tonight, what my wife read that prayer. So I know you people are set free, many of you, but you got to write to us and give us a testimony, because I know Evangelist Montel will really be encouraged because she loves to hear the testimony of what Jesus is doing in her radio broadcast, because that's why we're here. We need to know that God is using these broadcasts to help you, to bless you, that the anointing of God is setting you free, healing you, bringing you to Jesus, getting you on fire for Jesus. That's what we want. That's our desire. And we can't do that. Only the Holy Spirit can. But we're vessels that carry that anointing to get that job done. So you just receive everything that God has for you, okay? And we love you all. And we just speak God's blessings over you. And we'll be looking forward next week to be on the program. I have another program coming up. I'm not going to name it right now. I don't know if it'll be a series or not. It depends how the Lord leads, because I don't know what he's going to do. I've learned sometimes I can say it and sometimes I can't. And I just don't know. I don't want to say it because I thought this would be a two-parter and it was three-part. So what we're going to do is just sign off for the night, and we just love you all. You all have a blessed weekend, and we will see you next week, okay? Love you now. Bye-bye.
Bye.